hurt.
Yeah. You have some places that's kind of sandy. Sandy land is not too good.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have that soil here that's got that black clay?
No.
What's that called? That's a...
But I heard my husband talk about that when he was working on the railroad. You know, he would come, you know, and when he'd come, he said everything was so pretty over here. And he said he'd pass places that the cotton was just about this high, and it was all, you know, already open. Cotton was ready to pick, harvest. And our cotton here would go as tall as, almost as tall as that door. You know. And he called that black clay land. He worked on the railroad, you see, a lot up the country.
The real, along by the by here, this, you call this land here the real flat lowland? You call this?
No, I don't believe you would. Now, I've heard a lot of people say Louisiana has the best land out. Now, I don't know whether that's true or not, but I've always heard that. Louisiana has the best land out. Just like you go around Texas and all about that, eh? That land is not good. You can't hardly raise anything, you know, on it.
Yeah. There's land around here that has water standing in it most of the time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like all back out in that way, that's all what?
No, it's not water. This land goes way back yonder. It's water now. You can see the water now. But it's all dry land, all plumb on by, as far as we own back here, it's all dry land. And back, we have a canal back here. Back of that canal is better than the front. It's higher than the front. Yeah.
What's that canal for?
Drainage. We used to have water back there, you see, all the time. And we couldn't drain it way up to the bayou. So they passed this canal so we could drain it back there.
Have you ever been down and seen the place along by the sea where salt hay would grow all the time? You ever seen that down in the sea or down the river?
I've been down there. You know, down to the edge of the water in Houston. Down to, you know, to the beach and all like that you're talking about, huh?
What about, you ever seen the marshes or a swamp out here?
Yeah, they got some back here. Got some swamp land back here. I have more down that way than up this way.
Back out there, they have a lot of places where there are cypress trees standing in the water and that sort of thing?
They used to, but they done cut them all down. You can't hardly find cypress trees anymore around here, anywhere around here. They just been cleaning them out.
Yeah.
Used to throw them out in the water, you see, just throw them down and get them to the land where they could pick them up in a truck or something and bring them out to the mills.
They had a lot of, there's a lot of water around here, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got a bayou over there?
We got a bayou over there and we got a canal in the back.
Okay.
But since we got that, it gets too dry. It can rain a lot, yeah, and if you have 2-3 days, well, you can get out there and work.
Water drains off?
It drains off quick. It goes away somewhere. I don't know where it goes to, but it went a lot away quick this year, I guarantee you.
Yeah.